It's your Monday Minority Corner moment, and the quote to jump off your week this week comes from Brené Brown, and she says, "You either walk inside your story and own it, or you stand outside of your story and hustle for your worthiness." And you are all so worthy as we go into this week, Minority Corner. I'm James, the resident pop culture, political, black, queer, blurred, and I hope you all had a fabulous weekend. I know you're probably a little bit confused. You're like, it's Monday. You're like, what is Minority Corner doing popping up on my phone? Is it Friday? Oh my God, is it Friday already? No, I'm sorry, it's Monday. But as I've mentioned before, we are entering into a whole new era of Minority Corner, and we want to help kick off your week right and get it jump started with a bit of encouragement. So this is a whole new Minority Corner coming at you. We'll be coming at you. Hopefully, I'll be able to keep this going on the Mondays. And then Fridays will be our regularly scheduled longer episode. And I do also just want to say thank you to all of you for continuing on this journey and ride. I'm so excited about what's to come over the next few weeks into the new year, about how Minority Corner is going to evolve. We've got some really great things planned for y'all. Also, just to capitalize and circle back to last week's episode, if you got a chance to listen to it, did you get a chance to watch American Son yet? It's been some really great feedback and conversations going through email and in the Corner Kids Playground. A lot of y'all siding with Glory, which, hey, go for it. We're all open to our own opinions. In full honesty, I understand I'm so biased when it comes to American Son. For one, having seen it front row on Broadway, y'all know how much I ride and die for Kerry Washington. And, you know, I'm also a very sensitive Cancer astrological sign and super emotional, but that's what makes me meme. So continue to get involved in the conversation wherever that is, wherever you're getting involved, whether it's Twitter on the Corner Kids Playground. And kicking off, so hopefully what we'll be doing on these Minority Corner moments, we'll be giving you a quick moment of something. Sometimes the episodes run really long from last week, so it's an opportunity for us to show some fun things behind the scenes that may have happened or things that were cut for time. And we've got a treat for you kicking off your week, your Minority Corner moment. Let's see, Glory did a This Week in History last week, but for time we had to cut it, so it's coming at you today. It would be your This Week last week, but it's coming at you this week, if that makes any sense. So here is your Minority Corner moment of the week from Glory. It is your This Week in History.
So I picked out some things that I felt were related to some things that are interesting here at the Minority Corner.
Yes.
First thing, in 1860, Abraham Lincoln became the 16th president of the United States.
Crazy.
Yeah. And the only reason I bring him up, because he is white, but the only reason I brought him up is because I think we spoke about this too. He, you know, passed the Emancipation Proclamation.
He did.
And a lot of people think that's when the when slavery ended.
And but when racism ended.
And then, I don't think racism has... We need Abraham to rise from that. He died so early, he couldn't even put his action to work, you know?
We would have gotten our 40 acres and a mule.
Right.
We died with him.
He died. Reparations died with Abraham Lincoln. We were supposed to get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people... I don't know if you know, he got shot in a theater. Right
I
to the forehead.
Every time his, I go there.
So Lincoln Theater. Well, I think I've been to where he was shot at, the theater. Whoa. Where he was at.
Where was it? Was it in New York?
No, it was not in New York. It was...
New York would not have been that. Was it down in the South?
It was down...
Risky.
Let me pick it up. It was some theater, I think in D.C. maybe.
But see how he was trying to bridge the country together where this current president...
Nah, he was trying to get some coins. But, you know, he was also very...
And the guy who shot him was an actor.
Yeah, he was mad about something else. It was not about slavery. He didn't get a role.
He didn't get a part.
He was probably there for another reason.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you're going to Ford's Theater, which is in Washington, D.C. Thank you. Sometimes I doubt myself, like I knew it was there, but yeah, so that happens, you know. What else happened this week in history? Mahatma Gandhi was arrested for leading the Indian Miners March in South Africa. What else? That was in 1913. In 1941, there was an attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So we were talking about, I forgot why, there was something... I feel like...
Is there a Britney Spears fact to keep me interested?
No, but there's a Whitney Houston one.
Oh, okay.
Well, he said, cut this episode.
I'm bored. Did Britney
do I was
going
to say, this is like, I like to connect like five layers in one. In 1990, Arsenio Hall got his star on
Good
Hollywood.
For him.
And, you know, he also recently put out a special this year.
Yeah, I heard.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it. Apparently, he gets recognized as Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, a lot. I can see that.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like a joke I wanted to hear him say.
It sounds sad. Like, I'm sad for him. I'm sad that people don't recognize him for him.
Well...
I'd want people to go up to me and be like, woo, 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 woo,
well,
woo,
I meant like, you know, I can... Well, I guess you're right. You're right. I'm sorry for Arsenio.
He has a career. And also, yeah. Like...
But there was
recognized
this guy
for Wesley Snipes, who like, what has he been doing aside from serving jail from tax evasion?
Yo, I don't get offended. Well, it depends where it's coming from, but like, I don't get offended when people say I look like somebody else. There's this guy on the internet. He was talking about how he gets confused for Solange, Juana Man, Orlando Bloom, okay. The guy from Drumline.
Those are a lot of different people.
No, well he
Orlando Bloom. That's a white guy.
No, there's a black Orlando Bloom.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Legolas from...
What's the guy
Wait,
from...
Wait, there's two Orlando Blooms?
Yeah.
Really?
I believe,
nobody
yeah.
changed like, their name. Because there's... Look at Google Orlando Bloom and which one pops up first.
The white one. Yo.
I can't believe Orlando Bloom didn't like change his name to like Orlando J. Bloom.
Okay, so Orlando Jones.
Oh,
I think he
see?
Was the one. No. He was the one that his Twitter bio says.
Oh, see, Orlando Jones and Orlando Bloom are two different people.
No, but he has it in his bio.
That his last name is Bloom?
He's talking about the from one from Disney Channel.
Okay, yeah.
You know Orlando Bloom.
The white guy.
No, the one from Disney Channel that was Raven's best friend.
Oh, his last name is
Bloom. Yeah.
I can't find him on the internet. So, well, but you know what happens? Google James Arthur M, and I'm the first thing that pops up.
You paying for that SEO?
If you Google James Arthur, the singer will pop up. And people come to my website and they ask me to sing at their wedding.
And honestly, you better get those coins, James. Like, you must have done your research, but I take Venmo.
When you go to my website, it's a picture of
me. Orlando Jones, this is literally his bio. Not the little boy from Everybody Hates Chris, not Solange Knowles, not Orlando Brown or Bloom, not Juana Man, not Jeff Goldblum in blackface, not Mos Def, not Jay-Z.
Wow.
He has a lot of people.
I guess so.
I don't think
how did we get here?
Because we were talking about Arsenio Hall and you felt sad for his career.
I was
like, it's a joke. Like he obviously made qualms with it. The last thing is I'm Your Baby Tonight. Whitney's third album came out.
It's important that you actually brought this up.
You're welcome.
Because her lesbian lover Robin
is releasing
a book.
Yeah, she's doing a lot.
She should release that book. I think it's important for us. We now get to really look at Whitney Houston is a queer icon. And I think it's important for us. And it's just a great example of what happens when you're not able to live your truth. I watched that Whitney Houston documentary and that woman was living in hell her entire life.
And I think part
of it is like, again, like, I mean, you've not had to come out as straight, you know? There's an experience of when you're not able to live your true identity of like what happens. And I think this is what happened to help lead to her drug abuse. She was also sexually abused as a young, and like when you can't live your truth, like there's a high rate, like lesbians have the highest rate of drinking out of any of the LGBT community. LGBT community has the highest rate, again, coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. We have some of the highest rates of drug and alcohol abuse.
And I think that's a great angle, but I wonder if like, you know, let's say it's post-Hamas, right? So like maybe you didn't want, I understand like, you know, people, you should live in your truth, but what if people, she didn't want that out there?
She's dead. I say put it out there.
I know.
I think, and because LGBT people have the highest rate of suicide, we need to hear that. I need that. As a queer person, I need it. I need more. I think I challenge people to come out when it's right for them, but
it's
kind of save lives.
Yeah.
Like there, you save lives when you come out, because when you're that queer, it's different when you're living here in the city, but you're that queer kid in Kansas and you feel like there's something different about you.
Yeah.
And if Ariana Grande comes out and she's like, I'm a lesbian, it just gives you a beacon of hope.
I know, but Ariana, I'm just saying like Ariana is alive. And, you know, that bitch is living. But I'm saying, like, you know, it's interesting as a celebrity, like, sometimes you don't get to control your narrative. And
she's dead.
I know, but it's like, you know, maybe she didn't want that out there.
It doesn't matter. She's dead. Okay, I don't care.
If you say...
Like, we'll agree to disagree. Put it out there. When I die... Put it all out there.
I don't want everything out
Go
there.
Go through my journal. I don't care. Put it out there. I don't care. I don't care. Put it all out there.
You want the...
You're going to find some shit out. You're going to find out.
What are we going to find out, James? Let us know now.
No, we have to wait till I'm dead.
Oh, my God. And the last thing... This is not a good segue. I'm just going to end it there.
What's the segue?
Because I was going to talk about the Boondocks.
They're coming back. Oh, John Witherspoon. Yeah, we talked about this last week.
I know, but it was like a nice intersection thing.
He's still dead.
Okay.
Thanks, Glory, for this week in Minority Corner. Well, that was fun. Glory rocked it, as usual, and always great conversation. So that's your Minority Corner moment. I hope you enjoyed this new experience coming at you like Cleopatra into your ear holes on this Monday morning, or maybe it's Tuesday when you're listening to it. Welcome to the party. So we'll be back on Friday. We'll be joined by the lovely, inspirational Jennifer Covington of the Shine On Sista podcast. She's been on here before, so you know she's always bringing the inspiration, the love, the heart warmth. So it's going to be a great, let's say like a growing episode for Minority Corner. And also, I saw Harriet this past weekend, and I'm going to be breaking that down for you all. Plus, I might finally, you know, cuffing season is upon us, and I know some of us have had our hearts broken. I know I have, and it might be finally time for me to unveil my tips for dealing and healing with a breakup. So it might be time, but we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to Harriet and Miss Tubman, if you're a boss, because there's so much, like, there's so much, the woman, such an inspiration. It's like you think you know Harriet Tubman, but you have no idea. So we'll be breaking that down, coming for you on Friday as well. So also let me know what you thought of the Minority Corner moment via Twitter, Instagram, email, or the Facebook group. Is this a thing? Are you feeling it? Just a quick little in and out, a little bit of love for you all to jumpstart the week, talk about what we talked about last week, and then keep it going. So, as I read on a meme today, when life gives you Mondays, dip it in glitter and sparkle all day. Shine bright, corner kids, and we'll chat on Friday. Have a good week.